Hello, boils and ghouls. It's your old pal, John Kassir, the voice of the Cryptkeeper. And guess what, kiddies? You are now tuned in to PBD Horror Podcast. Pleasant screams.
Hey, what's going on? You're now tuned in to the PVD Horror Podcast. I'm Brandon, and today on this episode, we have actress Bailey Winston joining us. You may know her as Kim from the new hit film Five Nights at Freddy's, which is now playing in theaters everywhere and streaming on Peacock. Bailey, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, Brandon.
No problem. I just want to start off by saying congratulations. I noticed on your Instagram page you are now engaged, so that's a big news.
Huge. Yeah, it was a shock for sure. So thank you.
No problem. So I just want to let everybody know, for our listeners that are not sure what Five Nights at Freddy's is about, it's a video game series and media franchise created by Scott Cawthon. The first video game was released back in 2014. It has many spinoffs with books, comics, and now films. Bailey, before being involved in this project, were you a big fan of the video games?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I had not heard of them. No. The first time I had heard about it was reading an article about the movie coming out and that it was a horror movie. So that was my first key in to look into it.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, same. My kids were, they played the games and stuff like that, but I never really got into it. So it was cool to kind of like hear that it was like going to come out as a movie. I know back in 2015, they were trying to put something together and it kept on falling through the cracks. And I'm just happy that, you know, it finally took off. And so we have Five Nights at Freddy's today.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Super exciting.
Yeah. So now I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that you're a big horror fan. What are some of your favorite films and how did you get into the genre?
Sure. So I got into watching horror actually alone. I used to come home from school back in the days when Chiller was a channel. Oh, okay. I don't know if you remember, but... Yep. I used to watch a lot of like Stephen King on there and it kind of became like an adrenaline rush when I was really young. I was not into it. It really scared me. All my friends, you know, would want to watch like The Ring and The Grudge and I was always super nervous and was covering my eyes, but I just kind of got into it on my own. And then as of, I would say the last or within the last couple of years, my younger brother and I kind of like formed a bond over it. So we started watching a lot of horror together. We'd send each other articles and stuff like that. So I would say I'm a huge horror junkie now. I'm obsessed. I watch it all year. Doesn't matter if it's Halloween. I will watch it alone. Yeah, it's pretty addictive. I'll say that.
Nice. Now, with you being an actress now, with some of the big franchises, what film would you love to be a part of, like some of your dream projects?
Gosh. Well, this was actually, I totally put this on my manifest list. I've always wanted to be affiliated with something with Blumhouse, so that was huge for me. Mm-hmm. I'm just a super big fan of pretty much all of the movies. I think I've seen almost all of them. I mean, there's a lot of new ones coming out, so I obviously haven't seen those yet, but I definitely follow it. So that was huge for me. I would say Scream, you know, that would be huge. Big fan of Matthew Lillard. So that was really, really crazy to just be affiliated with him and something. So yeah, I think Scream, also big fan of A24, Hereditary, Black Mirror. Also love Mike Flanagan, all of his stuff, Midnight Club. So yeah, there's just a lot of subgenres. So it's hard to solidify it to just one, but I'm very, very open to being, you know, in horror. Mia Goth is like huge. I loved X and Pearl. So kind of paving, you know, a new subgenre of horror, in my opinion. So it's super exciting. So I'm open to any of that.
Nice. So like I said, you star as Kim in the Blumhouse film Five Nights at Freddy's. This is one of your first big films. What inspired you to become an actress?
Sure. So I started acting at the age of 9. it was something that kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone, which is a huge reason why I still do it today. I still get super nervous. For me, it's the most fulfillment I get out of anything. So I just see that as what I need to be doing. So yeah, I just kind of off and on tried to find different, you know, hobbies, things to pursue, but this is something that just keeps popping back up for me. And I signed with a new agency in January. And after kind of going through a rough couple of years of just really, really pushing and trying to, you know, get some traction for myself, working a lot of like odd jobs, working in film in any capacity I could, did a lot of background and stuff. So I did a like featured background, I think a few weeks before I even booked the role, which is crazy to think about. So yeah, I think it's just a testament to keep going. If it's what you want to do, you know, you'll go through ups and downs, but it was super fulfilling to have this happen. It just kind of marked a path for me. And I feel like there's no stopping me now. I have no regrets. I think every step of the way, all the obstacles that got in the way, if it weren't for those, I wouldn't have been in this exact place. So I'm just super, super grateful and excited to see what's next.
Nice. Yeah. Congratulations on all that.
Thank you.
So now with this project, it, like I said, it was so big. How did you get involved with this project?
Sure. So funny story, actually, I started on this project as a health and safety monitor. So I worked in the COVID department. This was my, I think, fourth project that I'd worked on. A friend of mine is a supervisor, and at the height of COVID, you know, I just wanted to be involved with film in any way. I've worked like odd jobs, bartending and restaurants and stuff like that, you know, babysitting, all that. But yeah, she offered me a job as a COVID monitor. I'd worked with her before, and I was a little bit hesitant at first because I really wanted to do some, you know, I kind of was just ready for something more in the acting direction. So, but because this was horror and because it was Blumhouse, I was like, I just want to be on set. You know, I want to be involved with this film. So I ended up starting, day one as a COVID monitor. I worked at the office. So I was kind of in charge of administering or helping assist with testing there. So a little bit smaller group of people, but it was at the production office, which was very close to set. And totally unrelated, my first feature film slash anything legit, I guess you could say, audition from my new agent that I signed with January 1st. I got this audition in mid-January for Five Nights at Freddy's, which was so surreal. So I had messaged her and was like, did you know this is my full-time job right now. I'm working on set at the production office for this. She's like, no, I had no idea. And neither did anyone else, you know, affiliated with the whole casting process. So it was something I just kept to myself. I mean, as it being COVID, you know, we had to wear masks and, you know, keep safe. So no one would have had any idea. It was me anyway. And I was kind of tucked away. So it was, I mean, that was crazy to me to just know that I had, you know, had this audition for them. Once I sent it in, it was just kind of a waiting game. So I just kept working my job, and I ended up going out of town for my birthday. I went to Hawaii to visit a cousin, and on my birthday morning, my agent texted me and said, like, hey, are you awake? I know it's early. I think it was like 6 a.m. Hawaii time. And I was awake because I never adjusted. So I was like, yeah, you can give me a call. And she was like, you booked Freddy's. And I was like, I could not wrap my head around it. I wasn't even thinking about it. I thought, you know, for sure it's been a couple weeks, you know, you just kind of have to let it go at a certain point. And I told myself on that trip, I was just not going to worry about it and just, you know, just move forward from there and, you know, appreciate the opportunity. But I couldn't believe. So then I told her, I was like, did you know this? It was my birthday today. She was like, no. So she like messaged casting and was like, you just made all of her dreams come true. It's the best birthday for her ever. So it was super, super surreal. And I ended up actually getting to work COVID or as a COVID monitor until my shoot day, which was wrap day. So I got to work my entire job and then go to set the very last day as Kim, which was so surreal. And people didn't even know until I got to set. Even my coworkers that worked within health and safety didn't know. I didn't tell anyone except for my supervisor. So it was pretty special. Pretty special.
That's cool. That's a nice behind the scenes story, you know? So, you know, just even focusing on everything that came on, because like I love the whole setup that they had for your character as Kim, you know, with the whole job training scene, how everything was set up. It kind of, it was like, you know, the first thing that when the trailer first popped on, it was just like, what's going on here? And then you just pop up and it's like, and it starts going to the music and you're explaining the job. I just thought it was a cool way to kind of to get the film out there and get it rolling. It kind of took me back to being younger, like when I went to Chuck E. Cheese and stuff like that, and Discovery Zone and stuff like that. So I thought it was cool.
And good.
Yeah. And then so just seeing the character Kim, you know, I feel like there's so much more to that character. And I don't know, do you think that Blumhouse will kind of explore that story in like some upcoming films? Can you talk about that?
All I will say is I hope so. So if anyone's listening, I hope so. I'm in the same boat as everyone else.
Yeah. Because, you know, I know a lot of fans were like leaving comments in the trailer and stuff like that. And after watching the film, they're like, you can look at Kim's eyes and everything like that. You can see like she's kind of like afraid, like is like Freddy holding her hostage or something, like what's going on. So it's cool to kind of like see all that, you know, and the fans engaged into all that stuff. Like you said earlier, like the casting in this project was great. What was it like working with everyone?
Yeah, it was very special. I mean, I thought the casting was spot on. It was really fun to watch it for the first time and see everyone's roles come to life. A lot of people I didn't get to interact with, and because I shot the very last day, I did get to meet Josh Hutcherson, like in passing, but I was pretty much filmed, by myself. So all the scenes were just, filmed, you know, chronologically with my speeches and just different settings throughout the pizzeria. I did get to interact with the animatronics, which was pretty cool. So I got to watch their whole, you know, sequence to Talking in Your Sleep, which was amazing. That song's been stuck in my head ever since. But yeah, it was really cool. It was a unique experience because I was kind of by myself. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. But it was very fun. I was so excited to be there. So genuinely, I think that role was great to kind of get me off, you know, get my nerves under control, because I was genuinely excited. So everything you're seeing is my natural reaction to being like nervous/excited to be there, you know?
Yeah. Now you weren't able to talk about this role until like the trailer was released. How was it being able to get feedback from friends, families, and fans?
Oh my gosh. It was pretty surreal. When the trailer first came out, I had no idea I was going to be in it in any capacity.
Yeah.
So when it dropped, I was just totally shocked to see my face, you know, as the first little thumbnail on Jason Blum's Twitter. So it was crazy. I had a couple friends reach out to me, you know, via Instagram or just random acquaintances, like, oh my gosh, is this you? Like, wow. So it was pretty cool to have that experience, or that taste of, oh my gosh, like, first of all, I made it. Thank God. Because you never know. So yeah, friends and family, super supportive. I couldn't be more thankful for my little team around me. So it was very special. And the fan feedback was, I really can't even put it into words. It's still growing. Like my Instagram is constantly growing, and I can't believe it. It's comforting as well, because I wasn't sure how people were gonna, you know, take my character. The internet's kind of a scary place, so you never know what kind of feedback you're gonna be getting. But I've had so many people send fan art. I had someone send me a little Funko Pop of myself. Will Evans, amazing. I try to tag everyone, because I just think it's so special. But it's been such a huge blessing and definitely super surreal.
Nice. Yeah, I seen that your brother made you a special poster, so that was cool.
Yes, yeah, awesome. I know I have that. He made me some little tickets. We went and saw the movie all together. My fiance now rented out a theater for us. Okay. So I had a couple, like some friends and family come, and he had brought like a little envelope with like VIP tickets that he made that were so cool. So it was special. I mean, it's so fun to have all these little things as, you know, a reminder. I like immediately went to my local Hot Topic to get some FNAF gear too, once I got cast. So that's slowly growing as well, which is awesome.
There you go. And people have been dressing up as you as cosplay.
Right.
And lots of, like you said, a lot of cool fan art. So like that's cool. You know, that's just seeing like people doing that stuff. So that's special. And I'm glad that you were, you know, your character made an impression on a lot of people in the Five Nights at Freddy's fan base, because I don't think there's Kim's not in any of the games or anything like that, right? It was just like a special.
Yeah, not that cameo. I know of. Yeah, exactly. So that was fun. Yeah. I mean, to be one of the Freddy Fazbear's employees in itself was just kind of monumental. It feels very, very special to say that I can, you know, put that on my list. So I'm glad people were receptive to it as well, because you never know. I mean, there's such a huge following with this. It could have gone either way, but I think I'm just very, very lucky and thankful for the people that have reached out and have been really kind and supportive. It's been really, really awesome.
Yeah. And the film has broken so many records. You know, it's become 2003's most successful film. You know, just it's crazy, like just how, you know, people are just attracted to this film. Because I seen a comment before that people are happy that like Mario and Five Nights at Freddy's are getting kids out of the house, you know what I mean, and doing things. So yeah, that's cool, you know. So
yeah,
that's something special.
I definitely agree. It's been fun to see the kid following. At first, I had no idea. I mean, my initial reaction was thinking this was something that was, you know, just like a higher age range that would have played it. But it's cool that there's a huge, vast, you know, age range, which is awesome. So it's been fun to see people reaching out and being like, my kids have seen this 3 times. They can't stop going to the theaters. And it's cool that it's on Peacock as well. It's just like makes it attainable for people at home. So it's been really cool. I really couldn't put it into words because I had no expectations. So everything's just exceeded that.
That's awesome. Now, can you share any info of any upcoming projects that you can tell listeners about, and where can they find you on social media?
Sure. So right now I'm just auditioning, you know, trying to get the next thing. So, with the strike, obviously that was kind of a bummer. It kind of halted, you know, I would say progression in a way. It just kind of put everything at a standstill. So I'm thankful that it is now over. And if anything is coming up, I'll definitely post it on my social. I recently started a Twitter. I'm very new there. So I'm still learning, but I've got an Instagram, and I believe my handle is at Bailey E. Winston. Or you can just search my name, Bailey Winston, and I'll pop up. I have the same little avatar for both accounts. So you'll find me there. And yeah, that's about it. I wish I had, you know, more to share, but I'm just rolling with the punches. We'll see what's next.
I'm sure all the job offers will come rolling in, because, like I said, this is one of the biggest films, you know, so I'm pretty sure everyone attached to this film, you know, has a bright future coming, you know, so.
Right. Thank you. That's sweet. I hope so too. And for the rest of the cast as well, everyone was amazing. So, and everyone was super, super kind, cast and crew all around. It was, like I said, I'd worked on sets before, you know, in other capacities, and I kind of got a taste of both sides, and I just think it was so well-rounded. Everyone was really great. So it's super well-deserved for all of them as well.
Yeah. All right. Bailey, thank you for coming on. And for everyone listening, Five Nights at Freddy's is now playing in theaters everywhere and streaming on Peacock. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, take it easy.
game over.